About 7 years ago, Les and Evie Kinnear converted two giant concrete tanks that used to belong to the Alaska pulp mill into bear habitats with water features and landscaping. They call it Fortress of the Bear, and tourists can file through and see the two brown bears that currently live in one of those tanks. It's a sunny Wednesday afternoon when I'm led into the second tank, where Les Kinnear is feeding a new cub sitting on his chest with a baby bottle full of goat's milk. The cub weighs about 5 pounds. It's barely the size of a cat. The cub's journey to Sitka began with a phone call from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. An orphaned brown bear cub had been found near Excursion Inlet, according to the phone call, and would be arriving in Sitka the next morning to be held at Fortress of the Bear. But when the plane showed up in Sitka, the cub on board was not brown.
He's a black bear cub, and he's apparently been orphaned, and probably a while ago, because he's emaciated. He's very, very tiny and undernourished. So what we're doing is rehydrating him and beginning to feed him to get him used to feeding, and we'll gradually enrich his diet, and within a few weeks we should have him back up to where he belongs.
The fact that the cub is a black bear and not a brown bear complicated the rules a bit. Fish and Game will take orphaned cubs if a permanent home already has been arranged, but if there's no permanent shelter waiting, the animal is generally euthanized. Tom Schumacher works with Fish and Game in Juneau. He didn't want to go on tape for this story, but he says officials were initially told it was a brown bear cub that had been found. Schumacher says there's a zoo waiting for a brown bear, and that's why the cub was flown to Sitka. On Wednesday, there was no zoo waiting to receive a black bear cub. With the animal already at Fortress of the Bear, Fish and Game decided to bring it back to Juneau for identification. Evie Kinnear says they were worried about the cub's future.
Even if we can't keep it, we don't want it destroyed, that's all.
So when someone from Fish and Game showed up on Wednesday afternoon to take the cub to the airport, Evie Kinnear refused to hand him over.
It was not an unpleasant exchange at all. And we have, Fish and Game has brought, you know, we've worked well with them and we will continue to work well with them. They're, Phil Mooney's been a mentor and, you know, and has really championed our cause, and we appreciate that. And I have nothing to say. I just think that sometimes, you know, that just some of these rules need to be revisited.
The Kinnears have named the cub Seek. It's Tlingit for black bear. Fish and Game officials in Juneau say an out-of-state zoo is in the process of getting a permit to take the cub. So for now, Seek stays put, nursing on goat milk, while tourists and locals drop in to gaze at the new arrival. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.